招聚到你自己的面前。
Lord, we thank you that you once again call us into thy presence.
因为你乐意向人施恩，你就把我们带到你的光中。
Because you're willing to bless man with grace so that you bring us into your light.
你用着你自己的怜悯和恩惠，救我们脱离了许许多多的愚昧。
And you use your grace and mercy to deliver us from many foolishness.
又用着你自己话语的光，带我们进入你宝贝的心意。
And you also use the light of your word to lead us into the treasure of your heart.
你很清楚地叫我们领会，我们蒙召不是因着我们配。
And you show us clearly that we have been called not because we're worthy.
乃是因着你自己的旨意。
But it's because of your own will.
你是这样定规了，你就这样做成功。
And because you have willed this, you will accomplish this.
我们也就是这样的领受了各种各样的恩惠。
And it is in this way that we've been blessed with so much grace.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow and worship you.
因为在你拣选的旨意的里边，你是把我们放在一个何等荣耀尊贵的地步。
Because in the will of thy choosing, you have placed us in such a glorious and honorable position.
你看我们这些人，光是蒙恩，你就作为非常小的事。
And even though we have been blessed with grace, that's only something that's very minor with you.
你说等候的乃是我们这些人能成全你创世以前所定规的。
But what you're waiting for is that we, this group of people, can be perfected in your original will.
主，我们觉得稀奇。
Lord, we are truly amazed.
因为我们都是出于尘土的人。
Because we're only those from dust.
也是堕落了，满了败坏的。
And we're also those who have fallen, filled with corruption.
你在恩典的神造的里边，把我们放在新造里。
But in the grace of thy choosing, you have placed us into a new creation.
然后又借着你是自己恩手所做的工，来用的着我们来成全你所要做的。
And by the work of thy gracious hand, you are able to use us to complete thy will.
并且做成功。
And you are able to do this.
主啊，我们实在稀奇。
Lord, indeed, we are amazed.
我们不知道为什么你把这样荣耀的恩惠赏赐给我们。
We know not why you have given us such a gracious
也把这样尊贵的位分赏赐给我们
and such an honorable position.
我们只有向你低头敬拜。
We can only bow our heads and worship
晚上我们翻开你自己的话语的时候
as we look into your word tonight,
求主让我们先有一个体贴你的心意。
Lord, we ask first that you grant us the heart that is mindful of you.
乐意跟随你的定义来行往我们该行走的路。
A heart that is willing to follow your word to finish the path of our life.
也照着你所等候的，我们学会更深的来体贴你。
And according to what you're waiting for, that we learn how to be mindful, more mindful of you.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是始也是终。
Because you're the beginning and you're the end.
一切从你那里开头，也一切的归到你那里去。
And everything that begins with you will return to you.
我们就凭着这一个事实放胆来到你的面前。
And by this fact, we come boldly into thy presence.
我们不敢再看我们自己的贫乏和无有。
We dare not look at our own shortcomings and our lacking.
我们只看你的诚实忠信。
And we only look to you who is able to accomplish and complete this.
因为你是那一位为阿们的。
Because you're the one, you're the amen.
你说的话，你一定负责是成全。
That you'll be responsible to complete your word.
越过我们所配的来做成你所要做的。
And that surpasses our worthiness to complete what you want to be done.
我们向你低头还要再敬拜。
We have to bow our heads again and worship you again.
所以求你今天晚上你把你的心意再一次向我们揭开。
Lord, we do ask that you open up your heart to us once again tonight.
叫我们众人都是敞着脸的来到你的面前。
So all of us can come openly before you.
我们和你中间没有任何的间隔。
That there will be nothing that hinder us before you tonight.
我们等候你。
We await for you.
主啊，今天晚上向我们再说话。
Lord, we ask that you speak to us once again tonight.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank thee, Lord.
我们将仰望等候奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and wait upon our Lord Jesus Christ in his name.
Amen. Amen. 我们用了 好多次看亚细亚七个教会的书信。
And we spend much time to look at the seven epistles to the churches in Asia Minor.
我们今天又回过头来，围绕着得胜者的这个点来把现在的事做一个结束。
And tonight we'll turn around and make a conclusion on the overcomers to wrap up the part which is now.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为在七封书信的里边，我们都非常清楚地看见主对每一个教会都呼召得胜者。
Because we can clearly see that in each of the seven epistles, the Lord calls clearly for overcomers.
那么因为这个得胜者一提出来的时候，
because once these overcomers are mentioned,
就引发好多好多的问题。
It leads to many problems for us.
比方说，为什么要呼召得胜者呢？
For example, why is there a call for the overcomers?
得胜者的根据是什么呢？
Where's the foundation for these overcomers?
那标准在哪里呢？
And where does the standard lie?
有什么功用呢？
What's the function of these overcomers?
那这许许多多的事情我们都必须要面对的。
And so we have to face all these issues.
因为不弄清楚这一些，我们听是听见得胜者的呼召，但是我们觉得得胜不得胜没有什么了不起。
Because if we're not clear on these issues of the overcomers, then yes, we do hear the calling for the overcomers, but we do not feel the importance of being an overcomer.
那因此，当我们围绕着得胜者做中心的时候，我们就要回到神选召教会的目的上面来开始。
And so as we surround this theme of the overcomers, we have to return to the original purpose for the Lord who called the church.
教会不错是一批蒙恩的人的组合。
Yes, the church is made up of a group of people who have been saved by grace.
每一个成员都是在那里承受恩典的。
And each member is there to receive grace.
但是承受恩典不是神选召我们的目的。
But the purpose of God's calling us is not just for us to receive grace.
在神的选召里面，神非常乐意地把这个资格给了我们。
In God's calling and choosing, He very joyfully gives us this qualification.
就让我们可以去享用他和他所有的。
That we'll be able to enjoy Him and all that He has.
但是我们非常非常清楚地要掌握住。
But we must be able to very clearly grasp.
这个不是神选召的目的。
This is not the purpose of God's calling and choosing.
那神选召的目的在哪里呢？
And so where is the purpose of God's choosing?
我们就不能不留意到教会那个属灵的功用，在神的永远计划里头的那一个属灵的功用。
Then that will lead us to pay attention to the spiritual function of the purpose of the church in God's eternal plan.
当然我们可以从一些比较外围的东西来看教会。
Of course, we can look at the church from the outer boundaries.
比方说教会是神的家。
For example, the church is the house of God.
让神得着安息的。
That is a place where God can get rest.
这也不错。
Yes, that's also correct.
但这个是还是外围的。
But that's still external.
我们也看见教会是神在地上做工的出口。
And we can also see the church is the channel in which God can work on earth.
这个也对啊。
That's also correct.
但是这个不是选召的目的。
But that again is not the purpose of God's choosing.
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们都知道。
We know.
神在他永远的计划的里头。
That in God's eternal plan.
他有一个很完整的安排，或者说是定位。
He has a very complete plan of what he has will.
那个中心的那一个事实，乃是神要把他自己的怀里的独生子完全的高举。
And the center of that theme is that he will completely exalt his only begotten son in his bosom.
神在人中间所有的工作都是围绕着这个点来开展的。
And all God's work surrounding man would surround that theme, start from that point.
神所有的工作的结局一定是把他的工作带到这一个事实里。
And that is also to say, all the result of God's work will be brought into that fact.
那而这一个事实。
And that fact.
那个关键就在教会的长成。
the key to that fact is in the maturity of the church.
我们记得以弗所书第一章里边最末了的时候，很重的给我们指出这个事实。
And we know that in Ephesians chapter 1 at the end, it points for us that fact very heavily.
那里说教会是他的身体。
There it says that the church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is him who fills all as is in all.
那在这一在这一节的经文的里边。
And in that verse,
很明确地给我们看到一件事。
We can see one thing very clearly.
神要把他充满满万有的这一个事实，借着教会来去成全。
That God wants to use the church to complete this fact of Him, the fullness of Him who fills all and is in all.
神是充满万有的。
God is the one who fills all.
但是他怎么更充满万有的这个事实？显明出来呢?
But how does this fact that God fills all be able to be manifested?
那在他的计划的里边，他就先在教会里边做工。
So then in his plan, he first does his work upon the church.
让教会充满了神那充满万有的那一个内容。
So that the church can be the content of God who fills all.
然后就借着教会把这个充满万有的事实不仅是发表出来，并同时是做成在万有当中。
And then not only manifest that fact that God fills all in the church, but uses the church as the vessel to complete the fact that God is the one who fills all.
那因此教会在神的选召的里边是非常非常重要的一个神的工作点。
And therefore the church is a very important point in the work of God.
在神这一个工作点的工作计划的里头。
And in this point, in this important point of God's work and His eternal plan,
他把教会放在基督身体的地位。
He places the church as the body of Christ.
或者说给他一个基督的心腹的身份。
Or He gives the church this status as the bride of Christ.
如果说是基督的身体这一个点上来说。
Now just upon this point that the church is the body of Christ,
那就是说要借着教会来发表基督。
That is to say that it is through the body to manifest Christ.
基督是头。
Because Christ is the head.
身体就是把头来发表。
Because the function of the body is to manifest the head.
如果从心腹的这个身份来说。
And upon the status as the bride of Christ.
乃是说到教会要和基督有个完全的联合。
That is, that speaks of the church to have a complete union with Christ.
借着这一个联合把基督的所有全都接过来。
And through this union to receive over all that Christ is.
然后再发表出去。
And then through after receiving would manifest all that.
那因此当我们一看到教会的时候。
Therefore when we see the church.
我们就很注意教会长成的那一个要求在哪里。
We have to see very clearly where is the requirement in order for the church to be mature.
要到一个怎样的光景才算是教会长成。
To what condition then would the church be considered mature?
那我们读遍新约圣经。
When we read through the whole New Testament.
我们好像没有看见一个很明确的那一个标准或者说一个内容在那里。
Seemingly it does not show us a very good standard or the content there.
怎样才叫做基督的身体长成?
That will allow for us to see then what does it mean for the maturity of the body of Christ.
又叫基督的身体长成那个过程又是怎样呢?
And also then what is the process in order for the body of Christ to grow?
在新约的书信的里边我们很难看到一个比较完整的事实。
In the epistles in the New Testament it is hard for us to see a very complete fact.
但是又不是没有提到这一方面的事。
But that does not mean it does not mention in regards to that.
那困难就困难在他没有专一的在那里把这一个事情做一个主题来说明。
But that is where the difficulty lies because it does not give us a very central theme on that.
都分散在好多好多好多卷的书信的里头。
It is dispersed throughout many of the epistles.
包括启示录在里面。
And that includes also Revelation.
那因此我们就不能不要从许多的经文里边找出他们的那一个内容，然后将它组合起来 显明那一个明确的事实。
Therefore, we have to search out the scriptures from many epistles to bring together those substances and place it together to give us the content of that process.
那我们晓得我们的神借着基督来选召教会。
And we know that God chooses the church through Christ.
在以弗所书第四章的里边就说了神怎么安排。
And Ephesians chapter 4 tells us how God has arranged this.
而神把一些恩赐赏赐下来。
That God gives some gifts.
给教会
He gives these gifts to the church.
那所以在教会的里边有一些很明确的恩赐显出来。
And so in the church, these gifts are clearly manifest.
有使徒
There are apostles.
有传福音的
There are evangelists.
啊，对不起，有先知
There are prophets.
有传福音的
There are evangelists.
有牧师和教师
There are pastors and teachers.
那这些很特别的恩赐
And so these are very special gifts.
神赏赐给教会
And God grants them to the church.
或者说神在教会中间兴起一些这样的恩赐
Or that God raises these gifts amongst the church.
那借着这些恩赐
And through these gifts,
来让教会得着带领
The church will be led.
得着造就
The church will be built.
接受教导
And the church will be taught.
目的乃是要教会在主的面前活得准确
And the purpose is in order that the church can live accurately before God
要带出一个结果
To this result
叫教会长成满有基督长成的身量
So that the church can be mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ
不仅是有基督的身量
Not only does it have the full measure of the stature of Christ
而是以满有基督的身量
But it has the full measure of the stature of Christ
弟兄姊妹们这个事实就是一个非常严肃的事
Brothers and sisters, that's a very solemn fact
因为有基督的身量对我们这些出生在亚当里边的人来说已经是一件非常不简单的事
Because the fact that we have the stature of Christ is already a very great thing from us who are Adamic
如果那个要求还提高到一个地步要满有基督长成的身量
But if that requirement is even lifted higher for us to have the full measure of the stature of Christ
在人的眼睛看来几乎可以说是根本不可能根本不能存在的一件事
Then in the sight of man that's something that's impossible that does not exist
但是感谢神
But we thank God
我们看为不可能但是他话是这样说了
Even though with us it is impossible but his words tell us
他话是这样说了他也就是这样做了
Because he has spoken so he will do it
那既然他是这样做那就一定是做成功
And so if he will do it he will complete it But then that's where the difficulty is. What is this then, the full measure of the stature of Christ? What does it mean to have the full measure of the stature of Christ? And so how do we come to understand this? We pay attention. The church is the body of Christ.
What is the body of Christ?教会就应该是怎样
How Christ is, then also shall be the church.
那么既然基督教会是基督的身体
Because the church is the body of Christ.
那基督是大的
And because Christ is great.
那所以教会也该是大的
Therefore the church also ought to be great.
我说这个大不是说那个大小的大
And this great is not meaning great or small.
而且说到它是一个很宽广的大
But this grade is something that is very broad.
那这是牵涉到一个数量的问题
And so this has to do with the quantity.
我们都晓得
We understand.
我们蒙恩得救是一个一个人被带到神的面前来
That we have been saved by grace one by one. We have been led to God.
但是神所要做成的不是一个一个的得救的人
But what God wants to do is not save one by one.
乃是要借许许多多一个一个得救的人连接起来成为一个属灵的团体
But what he desires is for these people who are saved one by one to be united together to be a spiritual group
这个团体就叫做基督的身体
And this corporate body is the body of Christ
那因此我们就看到基督的身体的里边是包括很大很大很大数量的蒙恩得救的人
And so we see on the one hand that the body of Christ is incorporated many, many people who are one, saved one by one in quantity. And because of that fact, we also see then from the Bible it tells us that there is a number to those who are saved. And this number must be filled. And these are words from the book of Romans.
那也就是说, 在神的心思里头, 他定规了有一个人蒙恩得救的数字。
So that also tells us that in the heart of God there is this specific number for those who are saved.
我们不知道 这个数字是什么?
We do not know what that number is. But our Lord Himself is sovereign over completing this number. So we don't need to worry about the quantity of the number of people who are saved. We only need to be mindful of how faithful we are in spreading the gospel.
至于在什么时候和需要到多少的数量 那这个是主自己在掌握
As to when that time will be when the number is filled or when that will be and what that number is our Lord Himself has this in His control
那我们也领会
We also understand
如果这一个数字完满了
If this number is filled
那也不过只是一个数量上面
That is only that this quantity is completed.
如果基督的身体只有数量,
but if the body of Christ only has the numbers,
那肯定这个数量是不能发表基督,
then for sure this number this cannot manifest Christ.
因为基督的显出来不是一个数字的问题,
because the manifestation of Christ does not have to do with quantity.
基督的显出来是一个生命的丰富的问题,
but the manifestation of Christ has to do with the fullness of life.
所以一看到基督的满有基督长成的身量的这个点上面,
and so when we look at this point, the full measure of the stature of Christ,
我们就没有办法不留意到
We cannot but pay attention to the quality of the church.
It
has to do with the quality of the church. Then for us, it is a great difficulty regarding the quality of the church. Because you cannot manifest this through numbers.
数字不能表达,
because numbers cannot represent this.
那要完成这一方面的, 那该怎么去进行呢?
And so in order for this to be complete, what is that process?
这个就是我们首先碰到的一个困难。
And so that's the first difficulty we encounter.
但是最大的困难还不是在这里。
But that is also not the greatest difficulty we have.
最大的困难乃是教会的实际。
The greatest one we have is the reality of the church.
那我们看见七封书信。
And so when we see these seven epistles,
七封书信里面有五个教会是受责备的。
That there are five churches in these seven that were reproached.
也就说出在教会的一般情形来说, 绝大部分的教会是在主的面前受责备的。
And so in a general situation, we can see then most of the churches before God's sight will be rebuilt.
那为什么受责备呢?
Why are they rebuilt?
因为达不到主所要求的。
Because they cannot obtain to the requirement of God.
或者说没有达到主所要得着的。
Or they did not reach what the Lord wants to gain.
那主所要得着的是什么呢?
And so what is it that the Lord wants to gain?
就是他自己的成分, 他自己的地位, 他自己, 受尊重的事实在教会的里边没有到达主
And that is, the Lord did not reach to the content, the substance of Himself, the position which He should be honored with in the church. And the other two churches that was not rebuilt, we can still see the Lord calling for overcomers there.
那显然,
Apparently,
如果七个教会, 或者说按照原则把它扩充到众教会。
Or the seven churches, or by principle, we expand it to all the churches.
你没有办法能找到一个教会在主的面前主完全满意。
You cannot find a church before the Lord's sight that he is completely satisfied with.
你像四面呢，主说得胜的。
You look at Smyrna, they have overcome.
你说腓立比。
You say Philadelphia.
主还是说得胜的。
But yet the Lord is still calling for overcomers.
那就是全都是四美兰和菲拉铁菲。
And so that is only Smyrna and Philadelphia.
还是没有到达主所要的那个光景。
Yet they did not reach the condition which the Lord would be pleased with.
这个才是实际的困难。
That is our actual difficulty.
再加上我们所看见的和甚至是有经历在其中的。
Or if you add on to it what we do see or what we do actually experience.
我们就更说这个事情根本就不可能达到的。
Then even more so, we would say that never would happen.
既然不可能达到的。
If that would never happen.
那教会什么时候才能长成满有基督长成的身量呢？
Then when it will ever be that the church will grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ?
那个答案就是无期。
That answer would be, it is endless.
无期就是不可能。
If it's endless, that means it's impossible.
但是问题又在这里。
But then, also,
如果这个事情不可能成就，
if that cannot be accomplished,
那神的计划有没有完成的可能？
Then can the plan of God be accomplished?
神要不要完成他所定规的？
Does God still want to accomplish what he has willed?
如果神降低他的标准，
if God lowers his standards,
我们就说那就一定可以完成。
Then we say, of course, then it will be accomplished.
但是神的标准不能降低。
But God's standard cannot be lowered.
因为一降低就不是基督了。
Because if it's lower, then it's no longer Christ.
那既然不能降低，
if it cannot be lowered,
那也就是说不能完成了。
Then does that mean it cannot be accomplished?
如果真的是这样，
if that is truly the case,
那问题就很大了。
Then indeed it is a very serious problem.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们看到这七封书信的时候，
when we see these seven epistles,
我们是看到我们的主在七个教会的里边就呼都有七次的对得胜者的呼召。
We see that in these seven churches, the Lord calls to the overcomer seven times.
我们或者把它扩大一点来说，
or maybe we can expand that.
在七种这样的类型的教会里边，神有七次的得胜者的呼召。
That in these seven examples of the conditions of the church, the Lord calls for overcomers seven times.
再扩大一点来说，
if we expand that even more,
在神的众教会的里头，
that unto the churches of God,
神没有停止得胜者的呼召，
God has not ceased calling for overcomers.
那我们就要问了，
and then we must ask,
那为什么主呼召得胜者？
Why does the Lord call for overcomers?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主呼召得胜者。
The Lord calls for overcomers.
乃是要让这些得胜者去接受一些的赏赏。
It's so that these overcomers can receive some reward.
但是那些奖赏是什么呢？
But what are these rewards?
这个就是很重要的关键。
And that is a very crucial key.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们先没先不先先不不说那个那些得胜者的赏赐是什么。
We will not first touch on what the rewards of the overcomers are.
我们先要说明。
We have to first be clear.
神的儿子寻找得胜者。
That the Son of God is looking for overcomers.
乃是为着要把他的自己。没有保留的赏赐给人。
It's in order that he can give himself without any reservation to man.
但是要承受神的儿子的人。
But those who are to receive the Son of God,
他必须有一个相称的那一种光景。
They must have that condition which is worthy.
然后他才能接过神儿子
所有的尊贵、荣耀、丰富、权柄、能力各方面。
Then, are they able to receive the glory, power, honor, and might and riches in all aspects from Him?
不但是能接过来。
Not only can He receive it over.
并且也能储存在那里。
But then He can also store it there.
也不仅是储存在那里。
Not only can it be kept there.
也能很自然的从那里流出来。
But then it can also naturally flow forth from there.
关键就在这里。
Brothers and sisters, that is where the key is.
那所以当我们看七封书信里头。
So when we look at the seven letters.
有一个关系。
There's one relationship.
七封书信是给七个个别的教会。
The seven letters were given to seven different locations.
但是每一个个别的教会是表明一种类型的教会。
But each of these locations manifests an example of the church.
不仅是表达那个同一个类型的教会。
Not only do they manifest an example of the condition of the church.
同时也是牵连上众教会。
But that also has to do with the entire church.
那弟兄姊妹，我千万不要以为这一个关系是小事。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that relationship is something minor.
这个关系是非常大的事。
That relationship is something great.
因为任何一个类型的教会，
because any type of the church,
在总体来说，它都牵到众教会。
In generally speaking, it's also connected to the churches.
那所以我们看见七封书信的时候，我们不是单单看当时那七个教会。
And so when we do look at these seven letters, we do not only look at these seven churches at that time.
尤其是圣灵明说，这是现在的事。
Especially when the Spirit says very clearly, these are the things which are.
我们也提过，这个现在的事是一个很长的时期。
And we have also mentioned previously at the start that this period of the things which are is a very, very long period of time.
就是整个教会在地上存留的时期。
That's the entire period of time when the church is on earth.
那因此也就是给我们看到。
Therefore, it also lets us see.
我们的主用作整个教会存留在地上的时期来预备他身体的丰满。
That the Lord uses the entire period of time that the church is on earth to prepare for His body to become to be enter into fullness.
那神儿子的丰满是怎样进到教会的？
Then the issue is now, how does the fullness of the Son of God enter into the church?
你说神已经定规了，那它自然就进入了。
You may say that's what God has already will. It will enter naturally.
因为神的定规是那样清楚。
Because the will of God is so clear.
神本性里面一切的丰盛都有形有体的在他儿子耶稣基督里。
Because it tells us that all the fullness of God dwells in his son bodily.
不错，这个是神的定规。
Yes, that is the will of God.
但是问题是在这里。
But the issue is this.
这一个定规怎么成就在教会的中间？
How does this will be accomplished in the church?
我想弟兄姊妹们，你多半会听过传福音里头的一个故事。
I think brothers and sisters, most of us have heard this story when it comes to preaching the gospel.
有一个人他做梦了。
There's this person who had a dream.
他到了天堂。
He went to heaven.
那么他在那里进到里面去。
And so when he entered into heaven,
他就在那里寻找。
He was looking there.
寻找什么？
What was he looking for?
我不知道这个故事的起头是中国的还是西方的。
I don't know if the story came from the Westerners or the Easterners.
不过我听过来的时候是中国写的。
But then when I heard it, it seems like it's from the Easterners.
这个人到天堂里面去找大烟抽。
And so this person was looking in heaven to get a smoke.
找不到。
He cannot find any opium.
找酒喝。
He went to look for a drink.
找不到。
He didn't find any.
找人。
He went to look for people then.
组合那个麻雀局。
And so he looked for others individual to make up the table so he can play mahjong.
找不到。
He couldn't find any.
找电影院。
He looked for theater.
找不到。
He couldn't find any.
找跳舞厅。
He looked for dance floor. 找不到。He couldn't find any.
哎呦，他说天堂是这个样的，我怎么能活得下去
？And so he said, if heaven is like this, how can I continue to live here?
他说我给我进去，我也没有办法停留。
And so even if I can go to heaven, I cannot stay here.
当然这个是故事。
And of course, that is only a story.
就说指出人，如果你相信的能。到了天上
That tells us if someone is lucky enough to go to heaven,
没有办法停留在那里
you still would not want to remain there.
弟兄姊妹同样呢
Brothers and sisters, similarly,
神是把基督一切的丰富都放在基督里
That God has placed all his fullness into Christ.
也定规了我们在基督里面得着这一切
And he has also willed for us to receive all this fullness in Christ.
那基督的丰盛怎么进到我们这里来呢
Then how does the fullness of Christ enter into us?
我们又怎么能进到基督的丰盛里边去
And also how can we enter into the fullness of Christ?
不管我们从这边看过来也好从这边看过来也好这都是一个问题
And so no matter how we try to look at it to enter into it it is a problem
主说我就给你就是了
The Lord can just say I'll just give it to you
好了主就把他的一切的丰盛都给了我
And so if the Lord just gives us all his fullness
我们马上就发觉
Then immediately we'll discover
我们这个器皿
Then we as this vessel
没有办法盛装
There's no way we can hold this
或者是我们这个器皿有一个漏洞
or that in this vessel there's a hole
不管我们的主把多少的丰富送过来
no matter how much fullness the Lord gives to us
都从那个洞洞漏光了
it is from that hole that all the fullness would go out
不管是洞洞也好是小器皿也好
whether we are small vessel or there's a hole in the vessel
你有没有办法能承接基督的丰满
There's just no way we can receive over the fullness of Christ
那这个只是一个比方来说
and so that's only an example
我们要是看到教会的实际的情形的时候
But when we look at the actual reality of the church
我们看这里不像基督那样也不像基督
We look at this and that is not like Christ
这个人也不像基督那个人也不像基督
This person is not like Christ That person is not like Christ
那在这种光景的底下
And so under that condition
那基督的丰满怎么能存留下来
Then how can the fullness of Christ be kept?
那如果看教会的实际
And we look at the reality of the church
从教会的历史一直看到今天
Throughout church history
我们只能说
We can only say
基督的丰满在教会里头显出来是没有条件
There is no qualification for the fullness of Christ to be manifested in the church
但是神要做成这个事情
But God will accomplish this
我们看没有条件
We do not see the qualification
那神还是要把它做成
But still, God will complete it.
那神怎么做成
So how is God to do this? We thank the Lord.
七封书信里面就给我们看见神呼召得胜者用着得胜者去接受基督的丰富
In the seven letters, God shows us he is calling for overcomers and he uses these overcomers to receive over the fullness of Christ.
那说就是刚才我提到个别的教会就带入七种状态状态的教会
And so as I mentioned previously that these seven churches here will lead us into the seven conditions of the church
然后再扩大到众教会
And then that expands to all the churches
所以我们看到在七封书信里面主向一个教会说的话就同时也是向众教会说的
And so when the Lord speaks to one church here He is also speaking to all the churches
向一个单独的教会说的话也是向七个教会说的话
When he speaks to an individual church He is also speaking to the seven churches here
实际就是向众教会说的
But in fact he is speaking to all the churches
所以一直你看见圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就要听
And so it repeatedly tells us Let him who have an ear hear what the Spirit says unto the churches
那好现在我们就注意一件事情了
And so now let us pay attention to one thing
你说得胜者
You say an overcomer
他们接受基督的丰富
For them to receive the fullness of Christ
要成为教会的丰富
To become the fullness of the church
但是 你很难找到一个得胜者。
But then it's also very hard for you to find an overcomer.
把基督的丰富完全的接过来啊。
To be able to receive completely the fullness of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一点上，我们又要先来澄清一下。
Now, brothers and sisters, we first have to be clear on that point.
我们先留意教会那个得救的人的数字。
Let us first then take note of the quantity of those who are saved.
那这个数字是怎么来的呢？
And so, where does this number come from?
是整个教会时期里头所有得救的人加起来而显明的。
This number is manifested from the total of those who are saved in this church period.
也就是说，这一个得救的数字的满足乃是累积成功的。
And so, this number to be filled of those who are saved is accumulative.
同样的，
Similarly,
在生命的丰富的里边，
In the fullness of life,
教会承接基督的丰富也是在累积的这一个事实的里边来达成的。
The fullness of Christ that would be filled by the church is also completed by accumulation.
那救的人数怎么从五旬节那里头开始，一百二十个人加上那个三千人五千人。
And so, when the number of those who are saved begins from the day of Pentecost, from the 120, add on the 3,000 and the 5,000.
然后再陆续的加上全地的都加在那里，就结果就达到一个数字。
And the number continues to add from those throughout the land until this number is filled.
到了一天，主说得救的人数填满了。
Until one day, the Lord says, the number of those who are saved are filled.
这个得救的人数的填满是累积出来的。
That this number of those who are saved are accumulated.
同样的。
Similarly,
教会的丰，接受基督的丰富。
The church receiving the fullness of Christ
也是借着那一些称为得胜者的所接受过来的点点滴滴累积 成功的。
It is also through those who are overcomers who received over the fullness of Christ and accumulated bit by bit.
我们常常有一个错觉，
We often wonder by what the eyes We're oftentimes hindered by what the eyes can see in time and location. Because what we're able to see is only now.
所领会的也是现在的。
What we can understand is also what is the present.
当我们一看现在的那种光景的时候，这教会就是失败，是软弱，是不像主。
And so when we see what is the present, we say the church is weak and it fails, and it is not like the church.
这怎么可能教会能长成呢？
And so then, how can the church be mature?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就是因为我们看见教会是这样的一个光景。
It is because we see the church is in her condition as it is.
我们才体会得胜者的呼召的那一个根据和要求。
Then we'll come to understand the foundation and the requirement of the calling for the overcomers.
如果都完全达到主的标准，那得胜者的呼召就不必要了。
Because if everyone was indeed able to reach the requirement of the Lord, then there's no need to call for overcomers.
正是因为大体的教会的光景都没有赶上主所要的。
Because in fact, the general condition of the church cannot pursue after what the Lord wants.
所以在主的安排的里边，要借着得胜者来把教会带进丰满。
So in the arrangement of the Lord, He wants to use the overcomers in the church to lead the church into fullness.
所以我们归纳起来说。
And so in conclusion,
得胜者先说得救的人吧。
And so in conclusion, first on those who are saved,
每一个得救的人是为着那一个教会完整的数字的填满。
The purpose of the number of those who are saved is to fill the number of those who are saved.
同样的，得胜者也是为着全教会来承接基督的丰富。
Similarly, the overcomers, the purpose of the overcomers are to prepare the church to receive over the fullness of Christ.
得胜者把基督的丰富接过来，但是这个丰富不是单单为着得胜者。
Yes, the overcomers do receive over the fullness of Christ, but this reward is not only for the overcomers,
而是为着全教会。
But it is for the whole church.
因为个别的得胜者，他也是教会组成的一个单位。
Because these individual overcomers are also a member that makes up the church.
那现在我们用点时间来留意了。
And so now let us take some time and take note.
什么是得胜者？
What is an overcomer?
得胜者的那个资格是根据什么做标准？
What is the qualification or what is the standard for an overcomer?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到这样的一件事。
Now brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to this,
七封书信的里头，
in the seven letters,
提到得胜者的时候，
when it mentions about these overcomers,
他没有特别提到一般我们体领会上面的那一种光景。
It did not mention to us the general condition which we would come to understand.
因为一般我们所领会的得胜者就是他很属灵。
Because in our general understanding of an overcomer is that the overcomer is very spiritual.
这个人很热心。
This person is very zealous.
这个人很追求。
This person pursues.
这一个人生活非常的不敢说圣洁吧。最低限度，他生活上面没有什么把柄给人来抓到。
This person's lively living, you cannot say is holy, but this person's living is blameless.
那所以得胜者他们就应该是这个样。
And so then we think the overcomers are to be like this.
但是七封书信里边你没有看到提到得胜者的时候说出你要具备这样。
But these seven letters, you do not see, it does not tell us that the overcomers must be equipped with these conditions.
我不是说这些不是得胜者的要求。
I'm not saying that these are not the requirements of an overcomer.
因为我们看见七封书信里边的得胜者。
Because when we do see the overcomers in these seven letters,
里面所提到的事情比刚才我提到的那一些都高了。
Because the matters mentioning about overcomers in these seven letters, in fact, are higher than what I've just mentioned.
那也就是说，我们一般以为得胜者应该是这样的，那个标准是太低了。
And so, in our general understanding concept of an overcomer, in fact, that standard is too low.
只能作为你要做一个得胜者，这是基本的条件。
And so that standard which we generally have can only be the very least criteria we need to have. If we want to be an overcomer, if we have those basic requirements,
你可以成为一个得胜者，但不一定是得胜者。
Then maybe you can qualify to be an overcomer, but may not.
因为在七封书信里面说到那个得胜者。
Because in these seven letters, when it mentions about an overcomer,
我们非常容易看见。
Very clearly we can see.
都可以说是在一个逆向神的潮流的里头。有一些神的儿女们不顾那个潮流的冲击而毫无保留的拣选主的自己。
You can basically say the condition which the overcomers were in were those who were willing to choose and stand on the side of God even in a trend where it opposes and is against God.
他们绝不容许主以外任何的人事物来代替主。
That they would not allow for anything, matter, or object to take the place of the Lord.
不管他们所面对的那一个光景是如何的严重。
No matter what condition they face, how serious it may be.
他们都拣选站在主的一边。
They still choose to stand on the Lord's side.
弟兄姊妹，我们话是这样说是很轻松。
Brothers and sisters, we want to say this very lightly.
但实际你要碰到这样的光景。
But in fact, when you want to encounter this situation,
那就必须要遇到一个很严肃的要求。
You must be able to encounter a very strict requirement.
或者说你要碰到一个很严肃的要付代价的要求。
You must, in other words, encounter a very strict requirement to pay a price.
这个代价大到一个地步是可以连性命都要交出去的。
And this cost would be so great that maybe you have to give your life for it.
至少你也是在那里忍受人对你的讥诮、辱骂、欺负、践踏。
Or at the very least, you would be, have to endure the shame, the mocking, the despise and trampling of others upon you.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到。
Brothers and sisters, we pay attention.
这七封书信里面所说到的得胜者是说到这一部方面的。
That the overcomers mentioned in these seven letters talks about that aspect.
用我们熟悉的话来说呢。
In terms that we're familiar with.
就是在一个非常艰难的环境里头仍然坚持着要做基督的见证。
The overcomers are those who are in a very very difficult situation yet still steadfastly wants to be the testimony of Christ.
如果在顺利的环境里面做基督的见证，那这个没有什么大不了。
Because in times when times are good, to be willing to be a testimony for Christ, that is nothing great.
如果在整个社会上的潮流，或者说整个世界上的那个那种气氛都是抵挡神的。
But in the trend of this society or this world, when everything is against God.
或者说是在扭曲主的真道的。
Or even in a generation where it prefers is crooked the word of God.
或者说要把神的形象完全的改变了。
Or that they want to completely change the image of God.
或者说要把神的工作我整个的变质的。
Or that they want to completely change the nature of the work of God.
在这样的情形的底下。
And in those situations,
有一些人他们坚持拣选主的自己作为他们见证的内容。
There are some who are still willing to steadfastly choose God to be the testimony of God.
那这个拣选主做见证的内容，那是具体的来说，绝对不在主的真道上有任何的修改和放弃的。
And so these people who are willing to be the witnesses for God.To be very strict, that is, on the way of God, they cannot have anything change the nature or image of God.
我们就看到这七封书信里头的得胜者都是这个原则的底下。
And then we can see that in these seven letters, that is the principle of the overcomers.
那所以我们看到得胜者的时候，我们盼望主的灵帮助我们看得准确，是这样的一回事。
And so when we do look into the overcomers, we do look to the Spirit of God to let us see very accurately.
那么我们开始来注意了。
And so now let us start paying attention.
得胜者
An overcomer
既然是没有一个绝对的标准在哪里。
Since seemingly the overcomers does not have a very standard there.
但是主确实给我们看到一个原则的事实。
But the Lord does show us matters of principle.
就是刚才我们所交通到的。
That is what we have shared previously.
你不管付任何的代价，你都是拣选主自己做你所持守的。
Regardless of the cost, the price, you still steadfastly hold on to the Lord.
那么我们现在稍微注意一下。
And so now let's take note.
得胜者经过各种各样的试验，他们站住了。
And so, for the overcomers, through many trials and tribulation, he stands.
那他们在主的面前接受什么赏赐呢？
Then for them, what do they receive from the Lord?
那我们看到这一个的时候。
And so when we see this,
我们就能看到为什么说得胜者
虽然是个别的，但是却是为着全教会。
Then we'll be able to understand, even though these overcomers are individuals, yes, it is for the church.
那我们一个一个的赏赐来看。
And so we'll look at each of these rewards.
我先在这里把一个原则的性的事实指出来。
I will first point out to you a principle.
七个教会所接受的七方面的奖赏。
The seven rewards which the seven churches receive
全都是基督的所是和基督的所有。
It is all that who Christ is and all that he has.
虽然他们个别的得胜者所能接受过来的只是一点点。
Even though each of these overcomers can only receive over a little bit,
基督把他的荣耀、丰富、权柄、能力，好像分成七个部分，把每一个部分是给一个教会。
It seems like Christ has separated his glory, honor, majesty, and honor to seven places, seven churches.
但是你把它合起来的时候
，But when you put it all together,
就是一个完整的基督
的丰富。The complete fullness of Christ.
那我们先来看看以弗所教会他所承受的那个赏赐是什么。
Now let us first look at what is the reward for the overcomers of the Church of Ephesus.
第二章的第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
以弗所的教会
The church in Ephesus, what they receive is the tree of life.
我们留意以弗所教会的确实就是失去了主的那一个失去了 主的那个地位。
We see what the shortcoming of the church in Ephesus is.
他们用工作来代替了主。
That they have lost the position of the Lord. They used the work to take his place.
如果在以弗所教会里边，那些得胜者一站出来的时候。
And so then when the overcomers stand forth in this place of Ephesus.
就是说当教会不把地位给主的时候，这些得胜者他们还是在那里承认主的地位。
That is, the church there, if it does not give any place, position to the Lord, yet when these overcomers stand forth, they still hold the Lord in his rightful place.
等到他们接受赏赐的时候，
And so, when they do receive the reward,
主把什么给他们呢？
What will the Lord grant to them?
我们中文圣经翻译的时候，
In the Chinese translation, it is translated as.
我想，当时的弟兄们就是不够领会主的心意，就结果加了两个字上去。
I think at the time, the brothers was not too mindful of the Lord's will, so they add two words in.
而这两个字就给我们一个错觉了。
And so then these words give us a misunderstanding.
不仅是一个错觉了
，not only a misunderstanding，
甚至是引起我们一些个争辩。
It may also lead to some debate。
你说得胜的是接受乐园中的生命树的果子
？It says to those who overcome, it will be give to them the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise。
这个事实我们信主的时候不是已经接受过来了吗？
Then you might say, haven't we already received that when we believe in the Lord?
那现在做了一个得胜者，才好像又在接受这一个。
And so now, when we become an overcomer, it seems like we receive the same thing.
那这个有什么稀奇呢？
And so what is so special about this reward?
所以有一些弟兄们，他们以为所谓得胜就是得救。
And so that's why then the debate comes for some brethren to overcome means to be saved.
这个其实主在这里说不是把我那两个字是翻译的时候加上去的。
And so that's not what it says there, but the two words that are added on in Chinese.
那是果子那两个字。
It is the fruit.
吃生命树的果子。
It is to eat the fruit of the tree of life.
那弟兄姊妹们，主在这里宣告这一个长不是果子。
Brothers and sisters, what the Lord is proclaiming here is not that they eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹，你读英文圣经也已经读出来了，不需要一定要去读希伯来文，希腊文。
Brothers and sisters, you can read this in the English translation. You don't have to read the Hebrew, the Greek.
那是主说，我就把乐园中的那棵生命树的给了你。
And so the Lord says, I will give to eat of the tree of life.
你说吃那个生命树的，那当然是吃果子了。
And so you say, if you eat of the tree of life, of course you're eating the fruit of the tree of life.
那所以把果子加上去没有什么不对呀。
And so even if I add on the fruit in Chinese, there's nothing wrong.
弟兄姊妹，你知道。
But brothers and sisters, you realize.
生命树和生命树的果子就不一样了。
The tree of life and the fruit of the tree of life is not the same.
你不能说那吃生命树的，给生命树就是叫你吃生命树的果子。
And so you cannot say, if I give you the tree of life, that means to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
这主在这里说是把那个生命树给你。
Because the Lord says, I will give you the tree of life.
你说我有那棵树，如果不是吃果实，那要那棵树干什么呢？
And so if you say I have the tree of life, if I have a tree, if I don't eat from the fruit, why do I have the tree for?
你读到22章的时候，你就发觉一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, then when you read chapter 22, you'll discover.
那生命树上的果实啊。的叶子啊，为了医治万民啊。
Because then you discover that the leaves of the tree of life is to heal the nation.
果子当然能吃啊。
Of course you can eat of the fruit.
连叶子也有功用。
But even the leaves has a function.
那所以我们看这个是生命树的整个，而不是只限于上面的果子。
And so when we look at this, it is the whole tree of life. It's not only the fruit of the tree of life.
用什么？我们读箴言书的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we read Proverbs,
我们非常清楚地看到一件事。
We can see very clearly.
说到这个生命树，是直接就指着我们的主的自己。
When it points to the tree of life, it directly points to our Lord Himself.
那如果我们能体会的这一个点
，And so if we understand that point，
就这里就看到了以弗所教会所接受的赏赐是什么
？Then brothers and sisters， you realize what it is the reward that the church in Ephesus is receiving。
乃是主的自己。
It is the Lord Himself。
乃是主生命里面所有的一切。
It is what the Lord has in His life。
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
不是仅仅吃果子。
It's not merely to eat of the fruit.
如果是吃果子的话
，If you only eat of the fruit,
每一个得救的人都已经吃了那个果子。
Then all those who are saved have already partaken of the fruit.
现在的赏赐不再是吃果子的。
But now the reward is not only the issue of eating the fruit.
现在的赏赐乃是整个的整位神的儿子。承受过来作为你的享用的问题。
But the reward is for the entire Son of God for you to receive over for you to enjoy.
如果用以弗所书的话来说，就是他就是我们的产业。
And so if you use the words in Ephesians, he is our inheritance.
那这个是以弗所教会所接受的那一个赏赐。
And so that is the reward which the church in Ephesus received.
是主的所赐。
It is the Lord.
一部分啊。
It is a part of who the Lord is.
然后你再看。
And then if you read on to Smyrna.
士美拿教会得胜者所赏赐的是什么？
What is given to the overcomers in Smyrna?
还不是那个生命的冠冕啊。
It is not the crown of life.
那个生命的冠冕我们以为是赏赐，但你读细细去读的时候，你就看到那个生命的冠冕不在那个赏赐的那个范围里。
But you look at the crown of life, that is not within the context of the reward.
那一个士美拿教会那个赏赐。
But the reward of the church in Smyrna.
你留意第十一节。
Pay attention to verse 11.
得胜的。
He that overcometh.
必不受第二次死的害。
Shall not be hurt of the second death.
哎呦，这个真是，叫我们又觉得为难了。
Maybe this will cause us some difficulty again.
这有什么了不起呢？
What is so great about this?
每一个得救的人都不必再碰到第二次的死。
All those who are saved will not be touched by the second death.
那现在主把这个第二次不受第免去第二次的死这个事实作为一个展示。
And so when the Lord gives this as a reward for those who would not be heard of the second death, what is this meaning?
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们必须要注意这一件事。
We must pay attention to this.
每一个得救的人都不会碰到第二次的死。
All those who are saved will not encounter the second death.
因为我们一次接受了救恩。
Because we have received salvation once.
我们就永远稳固在救恩里头。
And for all, we will be steadfast in this salvation.
第二次的死跟我们是无分无关的。
So we have nothing to do with the second death.
但现在主明明的说。
But now the Lord says very clearly,
并不受第二次。
He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
那弟兄姊妹这什么意思？
Then brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
那提到这一点的时候。
And so when we mention about this point,
我不能不让弟兄姊妹们要注意一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you have to pay attention to one thing.
这里所提到的赏赐。
The reward that's mentioned here,
基本上来说
basically speaking,
是为着国度的。
It is for the kingdom.
因为这些赏赐是为在国度里面显出来的。
Because these rewards are manifested in the kingdom.
是在地上你就能看得见、体会得到的事的。
And so these are things where you can see and experience on earth.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，你就留意到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you'll notice.
必不受第二次死的害。
Shall not be heard of the second death.
我们所注意的不是第二次的死。
We do not pay attention to the second death.
我们所注意的主这个赏赐里头的 那个内容是一个是逼赐。
And the content of this reward we pay attention to from the Lord is one is shall.
第二个是害字。
And the other word is hurt.
那比如说如果 你用抓牢这两个字你就知道
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to these two words, you understand.
提到逼的时候
When you mention about this,
就是说
you will not, you must not.
你有把握
That is, you have assurance.
你不是在那里漂浮在空中的
It's not that you're just floating in the air.
你是非常踏实的
But you're very firm.
非常有把握的。
You have assurance.
有什么把握呢？
What assurance?
第二次的死不能碰我。
That the second death cannot touch me.
连害我都不行。
It will not even hurt me.
我固然没有第二次的死的事实。
I am in fact will not encounter second death.
连第二次是的死的那一种阴影要来骚扰我也不可能。
But even the shadow of the second death will not come to hurt me.
那第二次我们就要问了。
Brothers and sisters, then we must ask.
第二次的死在我们身上不能发生作用是因着什么呢？
Then what is the reason why there is no function of the second death upon us?
是因着基督的复活所显明的得胜。
It is because of the victory of the resurrection of Christ.
那换一句话来说。
So in other words, that
过于的赏赐。
This reward
乃是基督复活的生命在这些得胜者的身上毫无保留地显出来。
That means then the risen life of Christ is manifested without any reservations upon these overcomers.
那基督复活的生命是包括了这一个生命的性质。
And so the risen life of Christ includes the nature of this life.
也包括了这一个生命的尊贵。
It also includes the honor of this life,
和这一个生命的荣耀,
the glory of this life,
和这一个生命的大能,
and the might of this risen life.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
士每拿教会虽然他们在地上的时候是经历了很不容易承担的难处。
Even though the church in Smyrna on earth has encountered very great difficulty,
但是主却是把他完整的得胜都赏赐给他们。
But the Lord gives to them His complete victory.
主的得胜就是他们的得胜。
And the Lord's victory becomes their victory.
主借着复活所显明的那些荣耀尊贵就是他们的荣耀和尊贵。
And the power, glory and honor which the Lord manifested through His resurrection would be their victory to be manifested.
那这是美拿教会的得胜者所承受的。
And so this is the reward of the church in Smyrna.
那然后我们再看到。
And then we'll also see.
别加摩教会的得胜者。
The overcomers in the church of Pergamos.
十七节那里就当中就说，得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他。 并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
In the middle of verse 17, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he who receives it.
如果从字面上来看，你说这些赏赐没有什么了不起吗？
And if you just look from the letter of the word, you might always question what's so great about these rewards.
隐藏的玛纳。
The hidden manna.If you recall the experience of the Israelites when they left Egypt, you say what the Israelites saw was the evident manna, but now you're giving to me as a reward the hidden manna. Then what's so great about this reward? And then, they'll give him a white stone. And in this stone, a new name is written. And no man knoweth this new name save the one who receives it. And if only you know it and no one else knows it, what is the value in this? And so you might question some of these rewards of the overcomers.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们，我们不能那样愚昧的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot be so foolish.
我们必须要看到，究竟在这里所说的隐藏的玛拿是什么。
We must be able to realize what does it mean for the hidden manna here.
我们说这个隐藏的玛拿。
We say that this hidden manna,
乃是主的自己做我们生命的供应。
It is the Lord Himself as the provision of our life.
不是物质上的供应。
It is not a provision from materials.
物质上的供应你所以看见了。
It is not from physical provision.
但生命的供应的确是隐藏起来的。
But the provision of life indeed is hidden.
你就是享用就是。
All you do is enjoy.
你就经历它就是。
You, all you have to do is experience
it. 但是你没有办法把它拿出来。
But you cannot bring it out.
但是它却是玛拿。
But indeed, it is manna.
玛拿就是叫你生命饱足的。
And because manna is something that will cause your life to be full.
它能叫你生命饱足，不是因为是玛拿。
It can cause your life to be full, not because it is manna.
好像是食物。
It seems like it is food.
是神预备的食物。
It seems like it is food prepared by God.
我们必须看到。
We must be able to see.
又一个隐藏的玛拿。
This manna.
是主自己。
This hidden manna is the Lord Himself.
他用着他自己来做那个生命的供应。
He uses himself as the provision for life.
然后又块那个白石。
And then a white stone.
上面写着新名。
And on it is written a new name.
这个新名。
This new name.
我们从其他的经文就知道，就是主自己的名。
From other scriptures, we know it is the Lord's name.
主自己的名写在一个白石上头。
And it is the Lord's name that is written on this white stone.
这个白石是什么？
You say, what is this white stone?
你说不管是什么的，反正就是石头。
You say, no matter what it is a stone.
有什么了不起？
What is so great about it?
弟兄姊妹别忘了。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
我们的主建造灵宫的时候是用什么材料来建造？
When our Lord built the spiritual house, what materials does he use?
是用石头来建造。
He uses stones.
什么石头呢？
What stones?
像活石的那个石头。
It is living stones.
那就是我们这些人。
And so it is ourselves.
我们就是石头啊。
We are stones.
但是主用着我们去建造他的灵宫的时候，
But when our Lord uses us to build his spiritual house,
我们就不是普通的石头。
We are not ordinary stones.
我们像活石的石头。
We are like living stones.
现在这里就说到，不仅是像活石的石头。
And so here it's not only referring to like living stones, but it is a white stone.
而这个白色就是纯净的圣洁的没有瑕疵的石头。
And so this white stone speaks of a pure stone, a blameless stone, a holy stone.
而这个石头呢？
And this stone
是写上新名的。
It's written on it a new name.
就是说到这个石头那个性质和那个新名是有关联的。
And so the new name that's written on it and the nature of the stone is connected.
这个新名是什么呢？
And what is this new name? It is the Lord's name.
那也就是说
And that also says
你看到这个别加摩教会的那批得胜者
And so then this group of overcomers in Pergamos
他们一面是承受基督做他们生命的供应
On the one hand they receive over Christ as the provision for their life
那弟兄姊妹必须要记住一件事
And then brothers and sisters remember one thing
我们也常常接受基督生命的供应啊
You say now we often receive Christ as the provision for our life
弟兄姊妹你千万不要忘了我们现在所接受的是基督的点点滴滴
But brothers and sisters do not forget what we receive now is only bits and pieces of Christ
别加摩教会所接受的那个得胜者所接受的乃是那一位完整的基督
But the overcomers in Pergamos what they receive is that complete Christ
不是零碎碎的基督
It's not only bits and pieces of Christ
整个的基督成为他们的生命的供应
But entirely Christ becomes the position for their life
同时他们在主面前被主带到一个地步在性质上完全的相处
And also on the same hand they would be led to a condition where in nature they're completely like Christ
他们之所以能性质完全相处乃是因为完全得着主
And in their nature they're completely like the Lord is because they have completely gained the Lord
主把他的心灵都放在他们身上
And the Lord gives them his new name
那说弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
在这里我要插进去说一件事
Here I have to go aside and say something
我本来该早一点说了不是忘了刚才
I should have said this earlier but I forgot
你留意到这里所提到的得胜者的时候
Here when you pay attention to the overcomers
这些得胜者都是只是说一个人
These overcomers only speak of one person
不是说只有一个人
It does not mean that only one person overcomes.
而是说神呼召得胜者的时候，他的数算是一个一个一个的来数算的。
But that when God calls for overcomers, He counts them one by one.
别加摩教会里头有好些得胜者。
In the church in Pergamos, there may be many overcomers.
以弗所教会有好些得胜者。
In the church in Ephesus, there may be many overcomers.
士美拿教会也是一样。
The church in Smyrna may be the same.
但是当主在这里呼召的时候
But when the Lord calls here,
在主给他们赏赐、给他们数点的时候
But when the Lord rewards them and counts them,
他们是一个一个的给带到主面前来的。
But that they're led before the Lord's presence one by one.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very important thing.
得胜者不是一个整体的。
That overcomers are not a group.
得胜者是个别的。
That overcomers are individuals.
但是个别的得胜者。
But individual overcomers.
汇聚成为教会的得胜者。
Would become the overcomers of the church.
我们留意到这一点的时候。
And when we take note of that point.
我们就注意一件事了。
Then we'll notice one thing.
如果所有的人都背上主的时候，只剩下你一个。
If everyone has the Lord except you, if everyone's back is torn towards the Lord except you,
你说只剩下我一个，我怎么能再走得上去了
？And if you say, "Oh, I'm only I'm left with the Lord," then how can I go on?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主在这里给我们看见，他对得胜者的数点是个别人来数点的。
Because the Lord's remembrance of the overcomers is individual.
在我们中文圣经是没有看到这个说是众数和那个单数的那个问题。
In the Chinese translation, you do not see this issue of singular or plural.
但是你读英文圣经，你能读到。
But when you read the English translation, you understand.
你读法文圣经也能读到。
You read the French, you can understand.
如果你能读希伯拉文圣经，你更能读得到。
If you read the Hebrew, you can understand.
就是一个一个一个的。
It is counted one by one.
所以说得胜的是指着一个人来说的。
And so it is pointing to one who overcomes.
但是你不能说哦，那士美拿教会只有一个得胜者。
But then you cannot just say then that means there's only one overcomer in the church of Smyrna and one overcomer in the church of Ephesus.
不
，No.
以弗所教会有。
The church in Ephesus has many overcomers.
别加摩教会也有好些得胜者。
The church in Pergamos has many overcomers.
但当主的数点他们的时候，主是一个一个的数点。
But when the Lord counts them, he counts them one by one.
正如我们得救也是一个一个的被主拯救过来的。
Just as when we were saved one by one by the Lord.
就像我们的主说，他既放出自己的羊来。
Just as our Lord says when he lets his sheep go,
他就在羊的前头走。
He goes ahead of the sheep.
虽然他走在羊的前头。
Even though he goes ahead of the sheep,
但是他确实能按名去认识他的羊。
But he knows his sheep by name.
一个一个的。
One by one.
认识他们。
He knows them one by one.
为了这一点。
And for that point,
我们就看到。
We can see then,
作为一个得胜者。
For an overcomer,
是靠着主的怜悯和恩典，超越环境上极大极大的难处而站立在主的一边。
It is by the Lord's grace and mercy that we can stand on His side even through very adverse situation.
所以当我们的主数点的时候，他只是一个一个人的数点。
And so when our Lord counts, He counts them one by one.
还我们是在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
那我们今天晚上看到三个教三个教会的。那个赏赐。
And so tonight,
得胜者的赏赐。
We'll just look at the three rewards for these three churches first.
看样子我们不能看下去。
I don't think we can go on.
看下去就太晚了。
It will be too late if we do.
但是已经给我们看到一件事情。
But then it already showed us something.
因为这些赏赐。
Because these rewards
都是基督的所赐。
It is all who Christ is.
和他的所有
and what he has
对得胜者主是把他的所赐或者是他的所有赏赐给他们
and so to the overcomers the Lord gives to them who he is and what he has
所以就是如果我们把七封书信的这个问题都看过了以后
And so, brothers and sisters, when we do look through these seven letters,
我们就很清楚地看见我们的主从七方面把他自己毫无保留地赏赐给教会的得胜者。
Very clearly then, we can see that the Lord gives himself without any reservation in seven areas to the overcomers.
然后让全教会都因着这批得胜者所承受的而有了基督的丰满。
And then, for the whole entire church, because of what these overcomers have received, that they can have the fullness of Christ. We thank our Lord. It is through these overcomers then the fact of the full measure of the stature of Christ can be manifested.
我想今天晚上结束以前我再重复再说这一点。
I think before I end tonight, I will repeat that point once again.
得胜者没有标准。
There are no standards for the overcomers.
但是得胜者却有一个原则。
But the overcomers do have a principle.
活在这一个原则里。
And when you live in that principle,
主就承认说这一个是得胜者。
Then the Lord will acknowledge that person is an overcomer.
我们感谢神
We thank our Lord
透过这些这七封书信里面所说到的事
that through the things he speaks to us through these seven letters
我们仰望主给我们里面实在是有光
We look to our Lord indeed to enlighten us from within
我们知道怎样在这一个现在的事快要过去的时候
So we would know for the things which are that will shortly come to pass
我们紧紧抓住机会去追求做一个得胜者
that will take hold of the time that we do have to pursue to be an overcomer
来满足主的心意
to please our Lord's heart
也让神得着这批得胜者来成全神要借着教会所完成的他的旨意
and so that God can gain these overcomers so that he can complete his will through the church
我想我们今天晚上就停在这里吧
I think we'll end here tonight